A pair of late steals were the difference as Brad Jacobs and his team from the Community First Curling Center lost its first game of the season on Monday afternoon. The loss came in the final of the Stu Sells Oakville Tankard, which wrapped up early Monday evening in Oakville, Ont. The Jacobs Rink, which includes third Mark Kennedy, second E.J. Harnden, and lead Ryan Harnden, dropped a 5-3 decision to Bruce Mowat of Scotland Sunday after picking up a pair of wins earlier in the day to get into the championship game. Trailing Mowat 2-1 through 4 ends after the Scottish team stole one in the fourth to take the lead, Jacobs scored a pair to take the lead. Mowat proceeded to score one in the sixth and steal one more in the seventh to take a 4-3 lead into the final end. After Mowat made his final shot to lie one heading into the final rock of the eight end, Jacobs opted to try to remove the Mowat stone to score two for the win instead trying to force an extra end. Jacobs rubbed one of his own rocks which left Mowat with a steal of one and the win. Both Jacobs and Mowat posted perfect records in the round robin before picking up wins in the quarters and semis to set the stage for Monday's final. In semi-final action, Jacobs advanced thanks to a 6-1 win over Glenn Howard of Penetanguishene, Ont. With the game tied at 1, Jacobs scored 3 in the 5th before steals of 1 each in the 6th and 7th ends en route to the win. Jacobs opened action on Monday with an 8-2 win in 5 ends over Toronto's John Epping in Monday morning's quarterfinal draw. Jacobs jumped out to a 3-0 lead over Epping thanks to a pair in the opening end before stealing 1 in the 2nd. After Epping got on the board with a pair in the third, Jacobs scored one in the fourth before sealing the win with a steal of four in the fifth end. The championship appearance was the second for the Jacobs Rink in as many tournaments to start the season after the Sioux-based team won the Oakville Labor Day Classic 1 week earlier.